Who are these people? How long have some of them been here? Are they working? Where are they working? How much tax do we get from them? It's very hard to get answers. Reform talks of low-wage workers with dependence on benefits and claims that deporting many people, and remember, we are not talking here about illegal immigrants, would save more than £200 billion in welfare payments. Mm-hmm. Other parties say this is nonsense, but presumably the welfare savings would be big. For now, I just want you to imagine hundreds of thousands of people who've been living here peaceably and quietly, working away, being arrested and forcibly expelled from this country. I want you to think about the businesses instantly shuttered, all the places where experienced people suddenly vanish, their homes emptied, the childhood friendship groups broken up,
oh dear,
the neighbours up in arms. I want to ask, where does this end? Is it too much to say blood on the streets? Who are they?
OK, first of all, we've just agreed, and he agreed, that the deportations would be foreigners on welfare. So there would be no businesses torn apart because they're not running businesses, because they're on welfare. There would be no people not doing jobs in the community because there are no jobs they are doing because they are on welfare. So he's completely contradicted himself. What seems to be being advocated is that foreigners that are parasites of British society be removed from the country. And that seems to be an eminently sensible and reasonable thing to do. They are parasites of society and they do nothing. No businesses, no work, no nothing. They need to go. And as for this absurd and highly manipulative appeal to emotion about blood on the streets, he should be absolutely ashamed of himself. And moreover, if blood has to flow in the streets to actually enforce the law, to actually stop criminals from destroying the country, then isn't that perhaps sometimes, I'm afraid, a price worth paying for liberty and order?